Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, George Grantham. Batting second. The left fielder, Lloyd Wehner. Batting third. The center fielder, Keke Kiler. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Paul Wehner. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Glenn Wright. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pye Trainer. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Hal Rhein. Batting eighth. The catcher, Earl Smith. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carmen Hill. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Carmen Hill. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Sparky Adams. Batting second. The right fielder, Cliff Heathcote. Batting third. The left fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hack Wilson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Rig Stevenson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jimmy Cooney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Guy Bush. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Guy Bush. And now, play ball. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops it up and throws to first, with Bush covering, for the out. Two outs. Keke Kiler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiler takes first base on ball four. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kiler. The throw from Hartnett and he is safe. Kiler steals second. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bush fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a fly ball into left field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hill fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb takes first base on ball four. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a pop-up towards third. Trainer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bush fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pye Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevenson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm bunts in front of the plate. Smith fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Cooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rhine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Carmen Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 0 for 1 in the game. Grantham hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Stevenson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wehner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Guy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hill fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 0 for 1 in the game. Heathcote hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grantham fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Webb hits a fly ball into center field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kyler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wehner hits a fly ball into left field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 1 in the game. Wright hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pye Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 0 for 1 in the game. Trainer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Webb. Trainer reaches second base with a double. Kyler goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Pirates. Hal Rhine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhine is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rhine takes first base on ball 4. Earl Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wright fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on right. Wilson moves to second. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stevenson hits a pop-up towards short. Wright settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 1 in the game. Grimm hits a fly ball into left field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wilson tags and moves to third. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hartnett hits a fly ball into left field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Carmen Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 1 in the game. Hill hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 0 for 2 in the game. Grantham takes first base on ball 4. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0 for 2 in the game. Wehner hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cooney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Cooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooney is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Guy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0 for 1 in the game. Bush bunts towards the mound. Hill fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hill. Cooney moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a fly ball into center field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cooney tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's Pirates, 1, Cubs, 1. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 0 for 2 in the game. Heathcote hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trainer fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Heathcote. The throw from Smith and he is safe. Heathcote steals second. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Webb strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0 for 2 in the game. Wehner hits a line drive towards third. Stevenson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 2 in the game. Wright strikes out. Two outs. Pi Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Trainer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Webb. Trainer reaches second base with a double. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rein hits a fly ball into right field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into center field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grantham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stevenson for the out. Two outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Grimm hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Wehner. Hartnett reaches second base with a double. Wehner throws the ball in to Trainer, who relays the ball to Wright, who tags Hartnett trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Grimm goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Cubs. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Earl Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Herman Lane pinch runs for Earl Smith. Carmen Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-2 in the game. Hill bunts towards the mound. Bush fields it and throws to first for the out. Lane moves to second. One out. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Grantham hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Wilson. Grantham reaches second base with a double. Lane scores. It's Pirates, 2, Cubs, 2. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0-for-3 in the game. Wehner takes first base on ball 4. Grantham moves to third. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kyler takes first base on ball 4. Wehner moves to second. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0-for-3 in the game. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevenson fields it, throws to home for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Gooch now catching. Jimmy Cooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cooney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Guy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0-for-1 in the game. Bush bunts towards third. Trainer fields it and throws to first for the out. Cooney moves to second. One out. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Adams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wehner. Adams reaches second base with a double. Cooney scores. It's 3-2, Cubs. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 0-for-3 in the game. Heathcote hits a fly ball into left field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Webb takes first base on ball 4. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-3 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wehner. Wilson reaches second base with a double. Adams scores. Webb goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, Cubs. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trainer fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 3 in the game. Wright strikes out. 1 out. Pi Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Trainer hits a fly ball into right field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rein hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cooney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. Grimm is called out on strikes. 1 out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wright scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jimmy Cooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooney is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Cooney hits a fly ball into center field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch hits a pop-up towards short. Cooney can't make a play. That's a base hit. Ed Sicking pinch runs for Johnny Gooch. Clyde Barnhart pinch hits for Carmen Hill. Clyde Barnhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnhart strikes out. 1 out. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Grantham strikes out. There goes Sicking. The throw from Hartnett to Cooney, and Sicking is out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.